March 28, 1917. The I love you of Jesus. The immediate act with Him. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus just barely made Himself seen, but so afflicted as to arouse pity. And I said to Him, "What's wrong, Jesus?" And He, "My daughter, there will be and will happen unexpected things, and all of a sudden, and revolutions will break out everywhere. Oh, how things will get worse." And all afflicted, He remained in silence. And I, "Life of my life, tell me another word." And Jesus, as though breathing over me, said, "I love you." But in that "I love you," it seemed that everyone and all things received new life. And I repeated, "Jesus, say one more word." And He, "More beautiful word than I love you, I could not tell you. And this I love you of mine fills heaven and earth. It circulates in the saints, and they receive new glory. It descends into the hearts of pilgrim souls, and some receive grace of conversion, some of sanctification. It penetrates into purgatory, and it pours over souls like beneficial dew, and they feel refreshment from it. Even the elements feel invested with new life in fecundating, in growing. So all perceive the I love you of your Jesus. And do you know when the soul draws an I love you of mine upon herself? When, fusing herself in me, she takes on the divine attitude, and dissolving herself within me, she does everything I do. And I, my love, many times it is difficult to always maintain this divine attitude. And Jesus, my daughter, what the soul cannot always do with her immediate acts in me, she can make up for with the attitude of her goodwill. And I will be so pleased with it as to make myself the vigilant sentry of each thought, of each word, of each heartbeat. And I will place them inside and outside of me as my cortege, looking at them with such love as the fruit of the goodwill of the creature. When the soul then, fusing herself in me, does her immediate acts with me, then I feel so drawn toward her that I do what she does together with her. And I transmute the operating of the creature into divine. I take everything into account. And I reward everything, even the smallest things. And even just one good act of the will does not remain defrauded in the creature.